For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Holiday-oriented arts and culture is upon us. The first of many shows opens this weekend. It's done by Studio Players. Here to give us a preview of that and the weekend's other events is Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader. He's an arts and culture reporter. So looking for Mrs. Santa Claus, what's the storyline there, Rich?
Well, this is a world premiere production of a new musical written by Margaret Price. And it's based on a book she wrote several years ago, and it has music by two composers from outside of the area, Lisa Pallas, who actually was born in Cynthiana and raised in Richmond, and Nancy Peacock. But the plot of it is that Santa Claus needs a woman in his life, and the North Pole needs a lady's touch, so to speak. And so some of the elves get the idea to put out a personal ad on a radio show for looking for a Mrs. Claus. And an elf goes down to Florida and checks out three of the possibilities, two of whom really kind of embody that giving Santa Claus spirit and one who very clearly does not.
And there's a reunion of sorts going on at Gallery Soleil in downtown Lexington. Essentially what they're doing is bringing together all the artists, or many of the artists anyway, who have exhibited work there.
Gallery Soleil was a very noteworthy gallery down on Short Street for many years with artists such as Robert Morgan and Philip High and others exhibiting there, and it closed in 2009 as the people involved moved on to other things, but they've organized a reunion, and it is going to be up through the end of the year.
And by the way, that's a stop on tonight's Gallery Hop in downtown Lexington. Another annual event, the Met Auditions, take place again this weekend at the University of Kentucky. And it's been successful in the sense that it has uncovered some local talent that's gone on and done shows with the Met.
Well, it's also been successful in that it's grown so much over the past decade. It's been there a little over 10 years now at Memorial Hall on the UK campus. And when it started, have about a dozen or so singers for an afternoon of singing and competition. And now they have 30 singers coming in from the immediate area and around the region to compete in the auditions.
And a bit of improvisation tonight at the EKU Center for the Arts. Two of the comedians who starred in the old ABC show, Whose Line Is It Anyway, they're performing in Richmond.
Right. Brad Sherwood and Colin Mockery, who were two of the regulars on Whose Line Is It Anyway, put together a show out of Whose Line and are bringing it to Richmond. They've been doing this for about 8 years now. And the way it kind of works, the way they do improv in a theater, they sort of have circumstances that they put themselves in that should generate comedy. So it's kind of planned, unplanned comedy.
Kind of like what you and I do every week. Rich Copley, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Go to our events calendar. They're also listed in the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.